USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will then travel to Brussels to participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Meanwhile, Biden is meeting in Washington next month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders have spoken twice by phone. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has ended his 3-week hunger strike days after he was transferred to a prison hospital amid reports that he was close to death. He said on Instagram he's ending his hunger strike on the advice of his doctors. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A panel of health experts have agreed it's time to lift the pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The health panel, serving as advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the serious but very small risk. The FDA and the CDC chose to pause the vaccine after several women developed serious and, in 3 cases, deadly blood clots. At that time, nearly 8 million people had received the single-dose vaccine. The advisory panel voted 10-4 with only one abstention to recommend lifting the pause for people 18 and over. The CDC has also announced it's now recommending that pregnant women get the COVID-19 vaccinations. Director Rochelle Walensky said a new study found no safety concerns with women using the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines given during the third trimester. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
More than 40 world leaders, 14 cabinet members, 8 CEOs, and Pope Francis joined President Biden's 2-day virtual Leaders Climate Summit. The purpose of the summit was to pledge ambitious benchmarks that would put countries on track toward cutting greenhouse gas emissions. On CNN, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about President Biden's climate plan.
If my Republican colleagues refuse to do what the scientific community tells us we must do, what the overwhelming majority of the Americans want to do, then we've got to do it alone. I hope we will have Republican support. But we are dealing with the future of this planet, with the kind of life that our kids and grandchildren are going to live. We're talking about massive economic decline if we do not act now. But on the other hand, we're talking about creating millions of good jobs if we do act appropriately. So this is an existential threat. And by the way, I happen to believe that if we lead the world, we can bring China and Russia and India and countries all over the world who have exactly the same problems. China in particular is already suffering deeply from climate change. This is an opportunity to bring the world together. Instead of fighting wars, let's go to war against climate change. Let's create tens of millions of jobs globally. That's the challenge we face. And for the future of this planet, we've got to succeed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.